Don't judge me.
Tell me what you've done.
Look, it's only 11 quid. I
Wow.
thought I would. I just, it's more of an experimentation, really. I
Right.
paid for Twitter verification. Look, I do get some numbers on Twitter.
Well, do you know what? That means everyone's going to see your blue tick.
Get your ticks out. Look, I've turned off the feature though.
Yeah, but it's coming back on. Twitter are getting rid of, well, X, sorry, are getting rid of it. So you'll have a blue tick soon.
I'm going to stop paying for that because I don't want to be one of those wankers.
Why have you got it?
Look, I just wanted to see, is it worth it?
Is it to get rid of
Because
all the pussy in bio
part of the reason, but if
tweets?
anything, they've got worse. Have you seen what they do now?
Well, I've seen like some naughty pictures being replied to.
Naughty, there's tits everywhere.
I did reply to it. Did you see my reply to your tweet saying that you were annoyed about the pussy and bio crew?
I don't want to sound like a wanker, but I'm not seeing anyone's replies because my mentions have just been skewed this week. That's Denise Welsh, isn't
That's Denise Welch doing a Calendar Girls shoot.
it? Don't make me unfollow you. Oh, God. It's awful.
Do you know
I can
what?
see it now. Pussy. You're the third person to do that now.
Do you know what? It's a lot of effort to write pussy in bio with an emoji in between each letter.
I
So
know.
hats off to these girlies that are getting their wobbly bits out as well
Well,
as writing pussy on bio.
it's not every pussy in bio and then nudes in bio. And then
Stop,
this
stop, stop. I nearly spat out my coke.
well then it stopped doing that. I feel they got lazy because it was like straight up pussy in bio, click this link. And now they're just like, this ain't working, girls. I feel like they've got a group chat and they're like, it's not working, just get the tits out. Well, you know what? It's not even just breasts. It was like full on.
Were you
Sean
seeing?
Himes, friend of the show, actually had actual vagina in their mentions. I was like, look.
Girls, you're barking up the wrong tree here,
You know what
darling.
I did? I when I get them, I hide replies and then block them. But then one of our friends, Lewis, he copied it. He saw the hidden replies, put it in the group chat. He was like, not you silencing women. Well,
These girls have got a bit of time. Oh,
look, I'm
so
all
fun.
for the sex work because just keep it out of my mentions.
And there is the title of this week's podcast, Pussy in Bio.
Roll the titles. Roll them. Got a lot to get through, darling.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Welcome back to Fancy Another Pod, your reality TV roundup from the week. We're back, Bally.
It's only been a week, but I swear to God, it feels like forever.
We caught up for an hour before pressing record. There's so much going on in our personal lives that we're not even going to bore you with.
There was so much to catch up on. And I think because we went from literally doing a podcast every day to not talking at all. A few WhatsApps during the week.
Yeah.
But we had a lot to cover.
It's like I've lost a distant aunt.
What are we trying to say? Please, can I be a cool hip auntie?
Yeah, you are. You are. So, yeah, so it's been a lot going on. And I feel like when we ended the podcast, in our mind, it was, we're going to do an end of the series. And then we thought, oh, we're going to miss it. So let's bring it back. And I think we kind of fooled ourselves into thinking there wasn't going to be much reality TV. And I feel like we had the week off where there was a lull. My
Well,
God.
look. We ended with Drag Race finishing, which was lovely.
Yeah.
But I didn't think there wasn't going to be any reality TV show on, but my fucking my
It
busy. It's not literally like having a job.
is right. Let's just talk about what we've got on the TV at the minute. The Apprentice is in its 63rd week this
Can
series.
we talk about this? Because I've seen a lot of people. We're not going to cover The Apprentice, by the way, because I've had enough.
So you've not been watching it then?
I've been looking at some TikToks because there's someone who owns a pie shop who's very dishy and I'm very
He's
invested.
not. He's not. Do you know, I have a thing about people. They could look really fit, but it's something about as soon as I know how they converse, I get a flop on. I've got to be honest. And
I'm not going to lie, Brett. Every Thursday after the show ends, he does a TikTok live. And I can't help but just watch. He's got very dazzly, dreamy eyes.
No, he has not.
Yes, he
looks
has.
Like, no, he looks like, I tell you what he is. He's the fella that works every, he'll go and work on the farms. He'll work on a dairy farm. He'll finish at the dairy farm. And he'll wear those hay-covered boots as he goes into Morrison's to get a steak dinner. He'll come in without washing his hands, and he's got cracks all in his arms with mud everywhere.
I like it.
Oh, no, no, no.
The smell of manure just gets me.
No, flop on, flop on. So, yeah, but it's been good. It's actually been good. Claude is back interviewing, doing what he does best. But I've got to be honest, Bally, I need him back on it full time. Tim's a nice replacement, but come on, darling.
Let's put Tim and Claude down for a second. Let's go back to this pie man. Because isn't he like the lipstick assassin of the series? This is what does my head in. And I know I said he's dishy, but if you've been in the bottom that many times, clearly Lord Sugar wants a pie shop.
That is like, I tell you what's happened here, right? It's like working in sales, and for 12 months, you've not hit your target. And then you've just been made sales manager after 12 months.
But it's making me feel violently sick, actually.
And listen, I'm going to win. But you know, not this.
I can't be arsed with the apprentice. It's
the main thing that has happened in reality TV has been an explosion of post Celebrity Big Brother drama, literally in the 24 hours that have just passed, and we're talking Amanda Holden versus Sharon Osbourne.
With Jedward coming into the ring.
Yeah,
to piss off
Jedward. Jedward, just sod off. Let the ladies fight and slag each other off.
You know what? Friend of the show, Sean Times, put it brilliantly and was like, I just love how Sharon and Amanda, Sharon's kind of just put something out on Saturday morning in the best way, like gay Twitter drama usually happens. The best gay Twitter drama is always Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And this is what Sharon did.
She's done it. She's done like a note.
She knew what she was doing.
She hadn't come to play. So for those that might not have seen what's happened, because it has all happened very quickly, Amanda Holden recently off of Heart Radio, or she's a bit of a dirty gal, and I like a bit of a smutty gal.
No, same. And I think if I met her in real life, I think I'd be really good friends with her. But
she'd be a scream.
She pisses me off in the same time. I think she's that friend that you'd always have a bitch about.
Yeah. But you know what? But you all need them. You all need them in your life. So so going back to the story. So Amanda Holden, sorry, just taking a break there, just to slag off Amanda Holden, even though I absolutely love her. Just true to your words there. So Amanda Holden did an interview in the Daily Mail where she was talking about the upcoming series of Britain's Got Talent and some other things that she's doing. And as part of it, her friendship with Simon Cowell. And she kind of alluded to the fact that some celebrities haven't been very nice about him. And it's coming across as bitter. And like the bitter stepsisters and stuff from Cinderella. And she was talking about how she's now become friends with Simon Cowell in the last sort of 5 years. Amanda, you've been on Britain's Got Talent for 23 years. The only reason he's friends with you now is so his son can have a play date with your children. So Sharon Osbourne has kicked off and said, you've picked the wrong ugly stepsister or stepmom or something like that. And slagged off Amanda Holden being on the radio and being in pantomime, and that she doesn't really know her. Clearly, Sharon is triggered by this to reply with that massive essay.
Sharon had the time.
I mean, let's be honest. Both of them are rich as piss and have probably done things beyond their wildest dreams and have had hilarious, probably, I would love to speak to them both about the things that they've seen. Why are they arguing?
Do you think Amanda's going to clap back?
I hope so. I hope she's smutty enough to do it.
See it. Her at name is No Holding Back. So come on then, darling.
I know. I mean, she's linked with Philip Schofield, did she? God love her.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the day Philip Schofield came out and Amanda Holden was hosting the Heart Breakfast Show in Manchester when I worked for Heart. And she was running out to the toilet from the studio and someone at the end of the desk shouted, "Oh, Amanda, have you seen that Philip Schofield's come out as gay?" And she went, "Oh, what a surprise," rolled her eyes and ran out the door.
See, she's camp. She's a twat. Yeah,
she's
camp.
Well, I wouldn't call her a twat, but I really like her. I can understand why people
don't. When I say twat, I mean that in a loving way. Like, she's a twat.
She's the kind of gal that the gays and the dads both love, but the mums don't. She's that kind of a girl.
Yeah.
A bit like Power of Waterman.
Came, if you're having a family barbecue, Amanda Holden would come in and accidentally flirt with your dad, and your mom and your aunties would be like, she's fucking here again.
Yeah, but the kids love her.
The kids love her. She'd be on that bouncy castle first.
Yeah. And the mum's gay son would also love her as well, which would equally wind.
They'd be getting pissed in the corner having a gossip. Yeah. Having Amanda's the one to have a cheeky fag with you. Not you, a cigarette.
Excuse me. Just because a man likes to take care of his appearance, you see he takes it up the arse.
Me dear, no dear.
So it's nice to see the girlies fighting on a Saturday morning. It's what we needed. But the main thing is that we're here to talk about is reality TV. And we've had so much. So let's get into the one thing. Well, you asked on Twitter and Instagram, what reality TV shows should we be covering over the plethora that are now available? And Race Across the World seemed to be one of the favourites. And I've watched that this week. Have you watched it? What are your thoughts?
Right. Have you ever watched it before?
I think I've dipped in and out of it. It very much is edited like Hunted. And I love Hunted. And it wouldn't surprise me if it's made by the same people. But I'm going to stick with this. I'm on board with it. I'm a big fan.
Never seen it before. I didn't really know what it was about. I knew that they were racing across the world.
Yeah.
But I just didn't understand what the premise was, what the, you know, the task was. I still don't know what they win, how they win, or whatever. But going in blind, bloody loved it.
So from my understanding is, and if you've not watched Race Across the World before, it's a group of strangers. They're in pairs and they have to race from one location to another. There's multiple checkpoints. When they get to different checkpoints, I think they get different rewards. So it's like head starts going into the next race to the next checkpoint, and they're designated by the show where they need to be. And I think if you're like the last one to the checkpoint, you either lose or you get the longest amount of time, which means that if someone's constantly winning, you get a constant head start. So going into the last checkpoint, you've got a major advantage over your other players. If you're the winner, you win £20,000, which seems a lot considering you're traveling along the lines of like 100,000 miles or something ridiculous like that. But it's really entertaining. And I think if you're a fan of Hunted, if you're a fan of Traitors, that ilk of program, I think you would love this.
Definitely. And who's your favorite so far? I know we've only got episode one, but...
So my favorites. Well, let's go through all the contestants. So we've got Owen and Alfie, Betty and James, Eugenie and Isabel, Bridie and Sharon, and Stephen and Viv. I love Stephen and Viv. They're not messing around.
You know what I love about Stephen and Viv? They've literally just thought, give me the money. We're going to have a fantastic fucking holiday. Yeah. And we're going to go home. Fair enough.
Now, my impression of Japan from what you see, and I know there's like a rich like culture, but it really is like a fusion of old versus new. And it's beautiful. Like the locations that they're visiting, it'll be this metropolis kind of city with like water and forestry in the middle of a city, and then like some gorgeous temple and some like water features. And it's like Manchester could never. I mean, I love Manchester, but it really is like beautiful, and it's a really nice part of the world. So they're going from the very north of Japan to the very south of Indonesia. So it's a huge stretch of land that they need to cover. Were you surprised by the locations?
I am not so much the location, because I imagined it was going to be quite chaotic where they had to go, and obviously the language barrier, but they're coping really well. And I'm kind of thinking, oh, I wish they kind of just dropped them off in like the foothills of some mountainry area where they have literally no one to talk to.
Yeah.
And they just have to navigate their way out. But I don't know if that's too harsh.
Well, from what I've seen before, it does get a bit like that. So stick with the show, and you'll start to see as they sort of leave like the bigger cities and go off grid.
Owen and Alfie.
Yeah.
The way that they argued and were like, day one, just need your time apart from each other. Owen, losing that map, I've done that with my sister. she was about to kill me. So I understood Alfie's rage.
I'd be fucking fuming.
Watching them, I felt like that was you and me.
Why don't we go and Hunted Ballet?
Look.
Should we do it?
I was thinking, would we be able to cope on Race Across the World? And I think it'd be very fucking good, actually. Until the last 5 minutes where you have to run to the hotel and I'd be like, we're done now.
Well, if I do the running, I'll split the prize with you like 60-40.
Sorry? Whether in it together or not, darling.
Fine, I'll take it all. What about Hunted? We'd be so good at that.
What's Hunted now? Is that the one where they're like running away from the police?
Yeah. So
I've never watched it, but I've seen it on Gogglebox. I've seen it on Gogglebox.
Oh my god, Bally, you would absolutely love it. You need to watch it. It is so chaotic.
Okay, give me a quick little rundown of what it's about.
Right, so Hunted follows, very much like Race Against the World, there's about 6 or 7 pairs of people that go on the run. They all get dropped off at the same point and all the eyes are on them. And then there's this Hunted HQ, which is a bunch of people that have worked for MI5, really high up in the military, in the police, in detective and in investigations. Mm-hmm. And all these people then try and run away from like the drop-off point. And they have to go on the run for 2 weeks, not get caught. They can't stay in the same place for too long because they run out of food, things like that.
Yeah, because didn't some girl like use a bit of, like, credit card and everything? It's like, you dumb.
And then she gets like tracked, and then they replicate the powers of the state. So if you go to like on a train station, you're automatically picked up on CCTV because of facial recognition that's in train stations and things like that now. And it takes them a while to get them, and then they can track AMPR. So the people that have done the best are people that have gone off grid, that have gone and like lived in like a tent and things like that. But people are getting cocky and they're trying to like throw like some distractions to the hunters.
Right.
And basically, once you've been on the run for about 2 weeks, or 2 to 3 weeks, you get like a message that where the drop off point is. So some people might be in like the Outer Hebrides, like in Wales, that kind of thing, and then they've got to make it to like Kent, for example, and then they have to go into a helicopter, which is where I would have a problem because I'm not big on the whole flying situation. So but it's really good. It's really, really, really good. And I would really love that. To do it.
Well, my sister was here last week for Easter. I can't remember what we were watching. EastEnders, like when Keanu got found and stuff in the floor, and I was saying to her, I was like, do you think you'd get away with murder? And I think I could.
Okay.
I think I've watched enough TV shows to get really good being on the run.
Right. Okay. So Bringing it back to Race Against the World.
Not that I would murder anyone or have murdered anyone, but I think I could be a good criminal. The only thing that would get me caught is my incessant need to talk about things. So I'd probably drop myself in into the wrong person.
Yeah. Who do you think's going to do well then in Race Against Race Across the World?
I think, is it Eugenie? Hold on. My favourites are, let me just get my little picture board up.
Eugenie and Isabel.
Love them. That little look that her mum gave her on the bus as she was learning Japanese. Oh, I nearly cried.
I know.
Such a proud parent look.
But do you know who I love and I also love on it are Bridie and Sharon.
Absolutely love Bridie.
They just rolled their sleeves up.
Love it.
They were just like, I'm going to go and work here. And they worked with these, and I was really fascinated about this, group of Japanese women who run a restaurant and mm-hmm. catch fresh fish in, I think it's the Pacific Ocean.
They're literally diving.
At the age of like, I'm shit you not, about 86, right. These women yeeting themselves off a boat to go fishing.
Now, this reminds me, right, back in the day when I used to do Slimming Grill, I used to go at 7 a.m. to my local class, and it was just me with a bunch of Huns, and I loved it. Every morning, a group of 4 of them used to come in, drenched, just come like from swimming in the lakes. Mm-hmm. And they're like 70, 60 years old. Every Saturday, he's like, here come Team GB. I was obsessed. I was obsessed with them. And that's what they reminded me of. I was like, I don't know where they get the energy from.
I was exhausting watching her, let alone doing it.
I'm literally huffing and puffing going to make a coffee on a Saturday morning. How do you do it? But I love them. I love Bridie. I think she's really... I love when people talk about some like weaknesses they've had in their life and then using it as a strength. I love that. I just love it so much. So,
agreed.
I'm rooting for the four girlies. Eugenie, Isabel, Bridie and Sharon. Love them.
So we're rooting for them for the win. But who I'm rooting for in life is Stephen and Viv. They've taken this opportunity to go on national TV and go on a money can't buy holiday across Japan.
We need to talk about Betty and James. Poor Betty and a himbo brother.
Look.
They don't remind me of my sister, but I think when they have an argument, they'll remind me of me and my sister.
You're like a Magaluf lad.
she's more laddie than me, darling. But yeah, I think they're going to be out first.
Fair.
Sorry to say.
Do people even get evicted from Race Across the
World? I was waiting. We're not watching Big Brother now. I was kind of waiting for AJ and Will to be like, "You're last. You're late, darling." You know what? I know Big Brother's over, but can we talk about AJ and her triumphant bob?
Oh, I just love AJ.
Look, that hair is a triumph at the moment. If you've not seen it, go on her Instagram story.
Should we just try and get AJ on each week just to tell us what she's been up to?
I've been in New York with Jack Remington and Ash doing karaoke and all sorts.
Well, I've been in bloody bed.
Right.
She needs to take size and be a woman.
Right. Also, Race Across the World, we've covered that. I can't wait for the next episode. I am hooked. Obsessed, and I'm going to watch. Once the series is over, there's a celebrity one with Harry Judd from McFly, and FYI, I'm going to watch them all and do it.
Right.
Should we move on to... Let's talk about Drama Queens. It's a new show by ITV. And you know what? We were excited for this.
Mm.
We really were. And
it wasn't the show that I was expecting it to be.
Yeah.
But also, it's very interesting as well.
Well, I didn't hate it. But I didn't love it.
I needed more drama.
It's not really giving... It's Drama Queens in the sense that they do drama. What I don't appreciate, though...
Yeah.
...is half of them don't have jobs.
Look.
Dude. I'm sorry.
So, I needed a dinner party. I needed a dinner party where they all kind of come together and...
Cry.
Cry and like reveal and maybe have like a bit of like, oh, I'm not happy with.
Yeah.
But it wasn't It was insightful. And Ellie Leach, who is in Strictly, God love her. I really felt for her, you know.
I love her, by the way, just to say. I do love her.
She has just been brilliant. She's had like a lot thrown at her since Strictly. And I think it's really thrust her into... I think she was so in her like Corrie bubble, and she speaks about this in the show, where there wasn't really much press interest in her. She was just known as a person from Corrie, and then Strictly's just thrown it into the public eye.
I said this when she was on Strictly. I was like, this is what happens when you watch soaps. You kind of take the character as they are in real life. So I always just presumed she was a bit of a boring Mardy cow. But her being on Strictly is the best thing that probably happened for her.
Because she's a radiant little like pocket rocket. And I just love her. She was so sweet. And do you know what I also love about Ellie Leach?
Go on.
Her mom.
Absolute hun.
Isn't she a hun?
I also feel
she needs to be famous.
Yeah. Like I remember seeing in the audience of Strictly, and I just love when, you know, people have a really good relationship with their mom, because I feel it tells a lot about you. And just her going for like drinks and dinner with her mom, and then just her opening up and it was just really beautiful. You know what we need to do, don't you?
Go on.
Get him on the pod.
Get him on.
Here's the plan. There's always a plan with me.
Oh God, here we go.
Get Ellie on, obviously become besties.
Yeah.
Get her mom on, go for drinks with her mom. Be stunning.
She's like a proper Cheshire mum, you know. Really, my kind of girl.
Look, I've not got to my point yet, bro.
Go on.
Ellie's phone rings. Oh, who's that? It's Vito. Oh, is he in the area? Get him down. There you go. 5 minutes later, two drinks later, Vito's picking me up, twirling me on the dance floor. Dreams are made come true. Look. I love Vito.
He loves you.
Thanks. I needed to hear that.
I feel like we should follow Drama Queens as it goes. If there's anything interesting.
Yeah, yeah, we will keep on watching it and hopefully get some of them on the pod, because I'm interested to see where it goes, because we've got Roxy on. I didn't know she was joining Hollywood.
We've got to support our soap girlies. The soaps are in crisis at the minute. They're saying rating shocker, but TV, the linear TV is changing. We've got to make sure we're supporting our soap girlies.
Right. You know what you've bloody done there, don't you? You've segued in nicely to another point I need to make.
Go on.
I love EastEnders and Corrie. I'll watch them even if they're shit.
Mm.
But Corrie, they need to pack this in. Right now.
Roy Cropper, darling.
First of all, my number one complaint.
Mm.
What am I known for on this pod, bro?
I don't know. Bloody rent-a-gob.
How dare you? I'm not on Hits Radio. Cut that out.
No.
Look, I'm known for wanting a spawn, wanting an ad, always on the lookout for a freebie.
Mm.
How dare Corrie send you, of all people, a free... there you are, showing it off. Why did I get a PR box?
So, it's not who you know, it's who you blow.
Right.
Free Roy Cropper.
I'm sorry, the design of that t-shirt is disgusting. Is it meant to be... someone in the show designed it or something? Because I know that there was a letter in that box that was signed by Carla and bloody Nina.
And Evelyn.
Oh, God.
So
Corrie need to pack this in, because every 4 or 5 years they throw someone in prison. Look, they're not going to do the free Deirdre thing. It's not going to work.
Well, it works for EastEnders, bringing people back from the bloody dead.
No, you come for EE, don't you dare.
I love EastEnders. I love it. Let's move on to Glow Up.
Okay.
Now, it's on Series 6, so I don't know what we've been doing for the last 5 years, but I was pleasantly surprised by the format.
I loved it.
Very fresh.
I really, really loved it. And I think this is the second series with the current host, but before that it was My Jammer.
Yeah.
And again, after this series, I think I'm going to go back and watch the rest.
So, Glow Up, for those that haven't seen it, it brings together a group of makeup artists who are aspiring to do something more with their makeup skills and demonstrate that they are Britain's best makeup artists. There's a big group of them this time. And on the first episode of this series, Sarah Tano, Lady Gaga's makeup artist and probably doppelganger and vocal clone, was one of the guest judges. And I was so surprised.
Did you know who she is? Because you're a Gaga stan. Did you know who she is?
Yeah, I follow Sarah Tano on Instagram. And she's been responsible for Gaga's look since After Art Pop, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, I saw that she was the responsible for the Met Gala looks, which were all stunning.
Yeah, I'm watching you thinking, don't you slag off Miss Gaga or her makeup artist.
No, I love Gaga. I always have. I always have. I'm a little monster. But yeah, she sounded just like her. I really think if I wasn't watching the screen, I would think, oh, Gaga's there.
Or an AI Gaga.
She sounded like that woman at your birthday, actually.
What woman at my birthday? Oh, Donna Marie Gaga.
There you go.
So
you know what? The format is really good. I love how it's not like other reality shows where it's just very simple, like you perform, you're out, you perform, you're out.
Yeah.
I like
really
it.
Showing a scale.
Really good.
So the first challenge of the series was, to be honest, and I'm not sure anyone's going to complain to Ofcom about this to the BBC, a 20-minute advert for House Labs, which you've probably seen Lady Gaga promoting amongst migraine tablets for the last 6 months. And they had to create a look that really showcased your skin using House Labs products. And two of the people decided that they weren't going to use House Labs products for the eyes, which is obviously the most important part about makeup on a face, or the most
eye-catching
part of the look. Someone decided to use a lot of House Labs and recreate a look from scratch, but using some glittery eyeshadow that wasn't House Labs. Shania decided not to take her makeup off that she arrived to the studio in, and
they were fuming
and with good reason. You are doing a lot for Lady Gaga's makeup brand using House Labs, and you're not going to use it, and you're going to keep your normal makeup on.
It's like if you're doing an advert for McDonald's and ordering in KFC for everyone to eat. Just don't do it.
And the maddest thing, well, this is the kind of whiplash that the show gave me, right? So there's a contestant in it called Reem, and she was the winner of the Lady Gaga challenge and won. Not only she was in the top three, so she managed to bag herself an appearance in a House Labs digital campaign,
which is on the House Labs Instagram, by the way,
which is amazing. But she's also flying off to Paris for a Lady Gaga House Labs special project. Amazing. 20 minutes later, voted out as the loser.
She's out the door.
How is she the best one? 1 minute. So I like that there's no predictability in it. And one of the judges said that you're only as good as your last look. And there isn't a truer testament than that.
Literally that. I was stalking her Instagram earlier just to kind of do some research on before we did the pod. Mm-hmm. And she did this really funny TikTok. She was like, when you win the first challenge and then you go out 20 minutes later. It's like, ah, so true. That would never happen on Drag Race. RuPaul, pay attention.
Love it. So if you're looking for a bit of reality TV that's really, really fresh and doesn't seem to follow the same sort of narrative that we've become accustomed to with reality TV, I think it's really good. And you really know what? Authentic.
Got some really lovely stories, especially Rossi, who spoke really openly about like his life and like some of the illnesses he's gone through and how he's like using makeup to kind of showcase that, especially that story with the brain thing. And
Do you know he is only 21?
I know.
What a mature soul he's got.
Absolutely love them all. And you know, like some reality shows will have create drama and there's always like a bitchy person. This just looks like we're just showcasing talent, darlings. We're not here for the drama. We're not here for a made-up storyline. We're just here to showcase and platform some great talent. And I love seeing that because
brilliant.
I know we love a reality show with the drama and we like a little bit of story like Drag Race, but it is also nice just to see people getting on with their lives.
I tell you where people aren't getting on with their lives, and you've not watched it yet, and I need you to catch up on it. Married at First Sight Australia.
It's too much, bro. It's too much. I can't do it.
This is the maddest group of people I have ever seen on a reality TV show. They are all toxic, all of them, but it is brilliant TV. And, you know, I almost love that they are toxic. I don't use that in a negative way in regards to this. And there's an older guy called Timothy in it who just seems to be ready to have a bit of a slanging match. Yeah. You can see him getting worked up. And I love it. He's brilliant. And he's going out with Lucinda, who's going viral worldwide at the minute because she just is a lovely soul. She manages to confront people without pissing them off. And she's got this calming maternal approach that it's like something could really piss her off, and she goes, look, what you did I think was wrong, but I think you're a strong and like
she's doing the sandwich thing.
She recognizes people's problems as also their strengths as well, so I feel like it's always an offensive and no one can ever argue back with it. And I feel like if you watch it, people can learn a lot from Lucinda. I think she's been one of the most genuine, authentic contestants that's ever been.
I'll be the judge of that.
Watch it. Okay. Like, look, if I'm going to be honest, the weddings are all fucking boring. So if you want to miss like a good week of it, you want to skip.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not.
Bally, honestly, you need to. Are missing out. There's LGBTQ plus people in that, and I feel like you're doing them a disservice.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm putting down my pride flag. It's not going to happen.
Why?
We've just spoke about three shows. There's also another one that's being recorded on me set top box, and I need to get it watched because I watched the first episode. It is, yeah, it is actually. It is.
I'm gonna be honest, Ballet.
Wait. Because I've watched the first episode and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I wanna give it a good go. I wanna give it a good bash. Because apparently an episode 2 weeks ago was full of drama.
So what I love about Interior Design Masters, it's a feel-good watch. And I like to get it all banked up and just have something that I can just put on like on a nice weekend where I'm not doing anything. I've got no plans. Have a glass of wine.
But then if we bank it up and watch it in 3 weeks, there's not going to be any relevancy to talk about it on the pod.
Well, you're not really relevant anyway.
Excuse me, Brett. I want to get Alan Carr on. How can we get Alan Carr on the pod?
Pay him?
I don't think so, darling. Not in this economy. Not while Rishi Sunak's our fucking prime minister.
Darling.
Right. We need a guest, basically. We haven't had a guest on in a while. You know I love a chat.
So who are we getting on? Ellie Leach and her mom. That could be a contender.
Whack that on the list. If you're listening to this pod right now, Ellie, come on, darling, bring Vito in.
I think Bradley Riches. Let's get his take on Amanda versus Sharon.
We've had him on. Let's try David Potts, actually. Should we reach out
bit
to
of David Potts? Let's see what's going on there.
I'm manifesting David Potts for next week or the week after. I think stick him on the list.
Stick him on the list.
I am going to try and get some of the glow up people on because I think they're young and I think they're really cute and really lovely. And I would really love to chat to them about their hopes and dreams.
Yeah. Why are you, dear Deirdre?
She's dead.
No, she's not.
Deirdre's dead. She threw the trifle on the wall and she died.
Dear Deirdre.
Oh, you're on about the sun. We don't talk about the sun.
No, she's in this morning.
Oh, you're on about that Deirdre. She really did. I was on about Corrie Deirdre.
Oh, for God's sake. I
thought you meant Dear Deirdre from the sun. Which we don't talk about.
Well, she is in the sun, but I just know it from this morning. She's been on it for years, hasn't she?
Evil and cruel newspaper.
Oh, yeah, don't read that.
I wouldn't wipe my ass with it.
Look.
We're getting to that point now. Where we
are.
Just...
Should we wrap it up? Should we do it again next week?
Wrap it up. Not in the sun.
Right, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Tell you what we need to get for your birthday.
What?
Coca-Cola lemon.
Right. Friend of the show, Harrison Brocklehurst, tweeted about this earlier on.
Oh.
What's going on? What's the tea?
Because so there is a lemon-flavoured Coca-Cola, and you might be thinking, does it taste like lemonade?
Wait. They've done this before.
It tastes like, you know, when you get like a couple of lemon slices in Coke and it's been marinating with some ice for ages.
They've done this before.
Oh, it's new.
You remember
it's
the
advert? So fit.
Because they used to do a lime one as well. Put the lime in your coconut.
Yeah, they've always done lime. They've never done lemon.
Oh my God.
It is so fit. It's been in the fridge. It's being cooled down as we speak because I'm going around to my friend's shoes to watch the last ever Saturday Night Takeaway because Girls Are Louder on it.
Right. I want a feedback. I want a live Instagram story post or something.
Okay. A review.
I want a review. Even if you just send it me, I want a review and then I'll buy some.
All right.
I think I'm going to have a curry tonight.
I had one last night.
What do you have? You're quite boring, actually. I'm sorry.
Right. Last time we spoke about curries and I asked for your favourite one, you were like, no. Like, it's too like English, and then you slagged me off, and it got all
got a bit racy.
It got a bit racist, to be honest. You know, English for the England for the English, and all
Look,
of that.
Only because you have to have gammon steaks. don't blame me for
Ooh,
your
no, not gammon. No. So I had a chicken tikka masala with pilau rice and I
That's
had
a bit better actually. Well done, actually. Fair play.
And do you know what? I'm going to do a shout out on this. I went to the Corn Exchange in Manchester for the first time ever on my lunch. Invited to a press lunch.
This is it again. Why are you like getting all the freebies when I'm sat home watching these fucking Instagram stories? Fucking naan bread.
Deli cafe.
Drooping out your fucking gob. And it's hold on a second.
We had this chai tea. It was so tasty. It was like thick tea. It was delicious.
And
then we had a chickpea curry. Oh my God. I want to start cooking with chickpeas and lentils because then I can be a veggie.
Okay.
But it was so fit.
You say all this, and this is the stuff that my mum makes, right?
So why am I coming around for tea?
So chickpea curry, it's called shunlir. And you have that with a samosa. Bit of chutney poured onto it. Bit of like yogurt mint. Diced onion. Gorgeous. Whenever you want, darling. Okay, whenever you want.
I'm down for this.
Actually, in the summer, I might try and do a little barbecue or something.
What's that potato dal? What's the potato-based curry?
Just Adlu in it. It's like potato.
What's that?
What's in it? Just potato and what?
It's like a potato curry, but it's a bit more stodgy than like saucy.
I don't think there is one. I think they've just made it up. So there's like potato and pea, no. Which is like Adlu mutton, which is mutton is like pea. But then these are the names that they won't call them in a restaurant or a takeaway. Do you know what I mean?
Figure it out.
My mom's favourite thing to cook. I tell you what, actually, my sister-in-law's a better cook. Don't tell my mum. We'll have to get you round. We'll have to get you round, darling.
Then I garlic naan and Papadoms.
Yeah, I was jealous of that naan that I had. I was jealous of that naan that was dripping out of your mouth on that picture that Lewis posted. It was very human, actually.
Oh my, right. So you know how like sometimes when you go to a takeaway and it can be naan can be a bit like claggy, a bit like chewy.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like it was just like air. It was so fluffy and tasty.
Jealous.
And I was
jealous.
Oh my God. And it had like a bit of a garlic buttery glaze on it. And it oh.
I need to go to more Indian restaurants because I really want to go to that. Is it Dishoom?
Oh yeah. Their breakfast apparently.
I've heard apparently their breakfast is stunning. I might do it in Manchester actually when I'm down in a couple of weeks.
Listen, I'll be broke, but I'll dine and dash with you.
No, look, it's payday weekend. You better not be fucking broke.
I don't get paid until the last working day. So I don't get paid till Tuesday the 30th. I know. It's degrading, actually. It's very degrading.
Where's your money in your middle toe?
I'll tell you something. I'm going to become one of those pussy and bio girls.